Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. We are here to critique the lecture which was given by Professor John Esposito at the University of Kentucky, which took place on September 10, 2014. Professor Esposito is a man with a great influence, not only because he taught his lies about Islam, or what we call the hogwash Islam, for over 40 years of his life to our students, but because he have access to our leaders, to the diplomats, to the military leaders, to the legislators. And because of people like him, we see America where it is at today concerning Muslims and Islam. Today we will continue with his lecture as we pick up from where we left off in our last broadcast. That is when Professor Esposito said,
if you were trained as an area specialist, there was a good chance that you only dealt with religion in the past, because modernization and development theory said that becoming a modern nation state meant you would become secular and that religion would be confined to private life, and at best it was an obstacle to development. Therefore, there was no need. So you might study Islam when you're looking at the emergence of the Iranian Empire, but you wouldn't be dealing with Islam as a living religion.
This is how exactly we in America think of religion. Religion is a life of the past. It is a private thing for people in their own homes if we can modernize the world. We think that modernism means the kissing goodbye to Christianity and Islam. And that's exactly what our intelligence are hoping to accomplish in the Muslim world, not realizing that Islam is a savage cult, will not be affected as with Christianity. What do I mean by that? We can get rid of the Bible, but you will not be able to get rid of the Quran. You can get rid of Jesus Christ in our public life here in America because we're becoming a secular country, but you will not be able to get rid of Muhammad. You can get rid of Christianity from the public life of the American people, but you will not be able to get rid of Islam. In simple words, the more we allow the liberals and those who are called moderate to control America and the world, the greater the chance for Muslims to take over the world. Because when those who are so-called moderate sacralize our life by getting rid of anything attached to Christianity from our life here in America, what they're doing is simply turning the light off, as you may have heard me saying that in the past. And when you turn the light off from a house, guess what? The roaches and the rest of the bugs will grow and take over your home. Literally, you're going to have mice and rats and snakes and name it. Why? Because the house is dark. And in that condition, the devil, who is the source of the thoughts of those who are thinking by getting rid of religion, or may we say Christianity in America, would bring us to have a better life, is actually the opposite. You get rid of Christianity, and here we see the growth of Islam all over America. And America will be controlled by the devil and those who worship him, which are called Muslims. Believe it or not, here we see Professor Esposito, a man with doctorate degrees, a man who studied theology to be a priest, or maybe to be the pope in the future of the Catholic Church. And guess what he's doing? He's doing everything he can to help the Muslims to take over America. When he talked here in his lecture about the future of Islam in America, he's painting Islam with this beautiful picture to help the Americans to accept and respect and love the Muslims and Islam, to allow Islam to take over America, to have a great shot for the future of America under Islam, not realizing that when Muslims will have power in the land, they will control the daylight out of our life. They will make it real darkness and persecution of not only the Christians, whom many of the liberals hate, but everybody else. See, in Islam, there is no freedom of religion. Everybody will be forced into Islam. Muslims, for the last 1400 years, controlled the life of 1.7 billion people. Many of them do not know too much about Islam. They cannot read the Quran, but they force them even to pray in a language they do not know. The control of the Muslims with the power of Satan, Allah, to the people of the earth will take place. And that's where you're going to see true persecution, not only for the Christians, but to the rest of the people of the earth. This is the reality, and this is the fact, which sadly neither Professor Esposito nor the leaders of America understand. Once again, modernism or secularism will not make religion a private thing, but modernism and secularism will control the church and the Christians, but it will not control the Muslims. But the opposite is true, for when secularism grows in any society, the people who live in this society do not care about religion. Therefore, they will not care about learning the truth about Islam as a religion. And that's where Islam will grow, especially when the Muslims lie and deceive the people of the West by pretending to be a loving and a peaceful. And that is exactly what has been happening in Europe for the last 40 years or so. And that's exactly what is happening today here in America. Once again, because under secularism or modernism, Muslims will have the liberty to take over the land in which they live. And what is so amazing about those liberals who hate Christ and Christianity, who think that they can control us, they will have no problem for Muslims to do whatever they want to do about their cult Islam. They don't want Christianity, but they welcome Islam. And that is exactly what you're going to hear even in the words of Professor Esposito concerning some of those who love to meet with the Muslims and the leaders of Islam in the Muslim world. As Professor Esposito said,
a friend of mine was in the embassy and was criticized by her colleagues because she used to go out and meet the religious scholars or even go to the universities and meet youth and meet people who were, you know, studying not only sciences, but also were studying Islam.
Obviously, Professor Esposito here is defending that lady who met with Muslim scholars and Muslim students as she spent time talking with them. And I wonder what will be the reaction of Professor Esposito for a Christian person who will do the same thing but with the goal of reaching out to these lost Muslims with the truth of the gospel. What I'm trying to say is this: as I travel in America and I will have the opportunity to go to some of our universities or colleges, if I will go as a Muslim man, the liberals will have no problem. If I go to speak highly of Allah and Muhammad and everything about Islam, if I will go with a positive attitude about Muslim and Islam, I'll be welcomed in every university in America. But if I'll go to the same school to do a lecture and I will expose the falsehood of Islam and the ugly picture of Islam, not only the Muslims will complain, but the liberals, the same liberals who will welcome me as a good Muslim imam, will reject having me on the same campus, and they will do everything they can to cancel my presentation. This is the problem we have with liberals like Professor Esposito. If you do a loving dialogue with the Muslims, you're quite welcome. But if you debate the Muslims to expose their lies, then you're not welcome. This is the problem which liberals do not understand. When they do that, they allow the Muslims to continue to deceive us overseas and here in America. And when the right time comes and the Muslim will grow to have enough people, someday they will have the upper hand. Then it will be too late for the liberals and for the Christians to do any ministry towards the Muslim people, because then Islam will control our lives. And once again, you cannot end the existence of Islam through modernism or secularism. Secularism will only affect the Christians, and secularism will help the growth of Islam, because those who claim to be secular, believe it or not, are worshiping the same God, the God of Islam. In the Quran, it's called Allah, and in the Bible, it's called Satan.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Well, now let's go back to Professor Esposito and the Iranian Revolution.
So when the Iranian Revolution came along, for most Americans, one saw the faith through that lens. The lens of a revolution, the lens of people who were saying death to America, the lens of people that had a U.S. flag with mark through it, the hammer and sickle marked through it, and then Allah in the middle of it. That was the exposure. That was the extent of the exposure for many.
Wow. Here we go, America. The revolution of Iran is about getting rid of America, or getting rid of Russia. And the shouting, death to America and death to everyone who goes against the Muslims of Iran. Wait a minute. Don't you know that the Muslims of Iran are the same as the Muslims of Saudi Arabia? Having the Islamic flag of Iran with the word Allahu Akbar going on the edge of their flag, it is the same. Having the Saudi green flag with the statement, there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, with the sword below the Shahada two folds. Why does Professor Esposito have a problem with the Iranian flag but not with the Saudi flag? At least the Iranian flag only has the two words, Allahu Akbar, but the Saudi flag has the sword, which is the punishment for those who will never say the Shahada. To bear witness that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, that is the foundation of Islam. And if you don't say these two sentences, then Muslims must chop off your head with that sword. But here is a huge difference between the Iranian flag and the Saudi flag. You see, the Muslims of Saudi Arabia are giving Professor Esposito the millions of dollars. But Iranians, they don't give him any money. Therefore, he have to speak down of Iran and speak highly of Saudi Arabia and the Sunni Muslims. And that is the entire propagandas of Professor Esposito. I'm sorry to tell you that in the revolution of Iran, we do not see anything new. Irani Muslims are equal to Saudi Muslims, are equal to Egyptian Muslims, are also equal to the Muslims who live on the moon. If there is anyone lives there right now, they all believe and shout death to anyone who will not submit to Islam, Americans or not. In Islam, there is only two houses, the house of peace, and that is for the Muslims, and the house of war, and that is for the infidels. Russian, American, British, French, Italian, I don't care where you're from, I don't care what you believe. If you do not belong to Islam, you belong to the house of war, and death is to you and those who follow you. That is what Professor Esposito does not understand about Islam. He may beautify the Sunni of Saudi and make the Muslim of Iran ugly, but he is 100% wrong. For before even there was America, all the Muslims shouted death to the Christians and death to the Jews and death to anyone and everyone who will not submit to Islam. Now, I would like you to listen carefully to the words of Professor Esposito when it comes to the attack of September 11 on America, as he stated the following.
Fast forward then, a lot happens in between, to 9/11. 9/11 for America is one of the most traumatic events in our history. Even more for some than Pearl Harbor, because it was mainland U.S. that was hit. All of our wars, all of our great wars, were always fought someplace else. Remember how traumatized we were, those of you that are old enough and others who don't. I traveled across America for 6 months instead of going overseas, etc., right after 9/11. And what amazed me was no matter where you were, you had flags all over the place, you had supportive signs, and you also had other signs like kill them all and let Allah decide. But the point is, this was a tragedy that touched everybody. Now, part of that is because of our nature of communications today. People saw those events live. But the reality of it was that if you look at it, and I want to understand this correctly, it could be misunderstood, we lost 3,000 people. Symbolically, of course, our economic center was hit and our political center, but we lost 3,000 plus people. That was a tragedy for our nation. But think about in how many wars hundreds of thousands of people die in that war. Whether it was in Iraq, a war that we fought, whether it was in Vietnam, but also if you think about places like Cambodia, Rwanda, in terms of deaths. But for us, and to explain often in foreign countries the extent to which it touched us, but it did touch us that deeply. And naturally, when it touches you that deeply, the question is, who are the people they're going to pay for it?
Once again, my dear friends, Professor Esposito is telling us about what is in his heart. Yes, September 11 happened in America. Yes, 3,000 Americans were killed on that evil day. But he does not go in details about who did it. He will not tell his audience that 19 Muslim believers with the financial support of Saudi Arabia, the same people who gave Professor Esposito the millions of dollars to teach hogwash Islam in America, are the same people who sponsored the 19 Muslim hijackers who killed 3,000 Americans. He's not going to say that, of course, because if he says that, he'll lose his job. He'll not be able to get his next fancy car or his first jet. He will not tell you that those who killed us on September 11 were following the teaching of Allah, who said to terrorize the Jews and the Christians and to kill them all. But he will tell us about the flags which were flying all over the face of America. United we stand, one nation under God. Or kill them all and let Allah decide. But you see how he twists the story by putting the guilt on us. The problem is not the Muslim hijackers who believed and practiced the commands of Allah in the Quran, but the problem is on us, the Americans. After all, we only lost 3,000, but we killed hundreds of thousands. Professor Esposito cannot see the difference between our war in Iraq and in Afghanistan, which I did not believe in it, and I spoke against it all the years of Mr. George W. Bush, and I said the war against Islam will not be won with bullets or bombs. You have heard me saying that all these years. But he wants to say that the attack of September 11 is equal to our war in Iraq. After all, there are people died here and people died there. Don't forget about the war we have in other countries, not just the Muslim countries, and the hundreds of thousands of people who died because of our evil wars. Professor Esposito is so foolish that he cannot see the difference between a man who commits a murder and those who kill him for committing his murder. I love it how liberals in America have told me years ago, Mr. George W. Bush is not a good Christian man. And I said, why? They said, because as a governor in Texas, he was practicing capital punishment. And I said, what is wrong with that? They said to me, don't you know that the Bible said, thou shalt not kill? I said, yeah, the Bible said thou shalt not commit murder. Well, then he was not a Christian. And I said, excuse me, what is a punishment for a man who commits murder? Will you just put him in a hotel, 3 meals a day, watch TV, read books, play sports, and maybe give him enough rights to sue those who are living outside of that hotel? You know what I'm talking about. The punishment which we have all over America, they call it prison or jail. But to me, that is a much better place than most Muslims, jihadi, who live in their own life in the Middle East. So bringing Muslims from the Middle East and putting them in our Gitmo prison, that's not a punishment. That is a reward. At least they don't have to worry about where to sleep and where the next meal is coming from. and he got the health care doctors take care of him. So obviously, our liberals in America do not understand that the same Bible who said thou shalt not murder also said when somebody commit murder, you must put him to death. This is exactly what we read in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. As the scripture said, whoever sheds the blood of a man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. Now let's talk about the wars America was involved in the past. America did not go to war for the love of killing Muslims or killing others. But America got involved in war to get rid of the evil ones. The first war we were involved in, it is the war against the Muslim countries of Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. That's where we come up with our song, To the Shore of Tripoli. Well, guess what? That war was to get rid of the Muslim pirates, those who were kidnapping our ships, killing our men, and taking the rest as concubines and slaves. That was under Thomas Jefferson. For 5 years, America was in that war. Are you trying to tell me, Professor Esposito, that that war is equal to September 11? Even though we killed thousands and thousands of Muslims in these wars. 5 years of war. Are these the same? Or we're killing criminal Muslims who practice the teaching of Islam? And that is the difference, sir, between September 11 and every war America was involved in. We went to war to end war. We went to war to bring freedom and democracy, to bring justice. That's not the war of Islam, Professor Esposito. So don't you dare equate our wars and the war in Islam. For there is a huge difference between our wars and the Muslim war against us. That is like the difference between hell and heaven. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.